Simon Beaver, you're still in the car. Is he still in the car? Ah, right. The people who are messing about with the blue Cortina, can you find out what they're doing, please? And perhaps we may be of some assistance to them, you never know. There are about two dozen of them around the car now. We don't know what they're doing, actually. Looks very complicated where they've got the bonnet up. But hang on a sec. Now at the manhole cover again, Simon B's there now, look, and he's actually talking to the people concerned. So if you can take some sort of message off them, mate, we'll sort something out for them. We'll play them a record in a couple of minutes. No, yes, we'll just wave at them out the window. There you go. How can you have a window in a manhole? That Escort actually looks quite good. It'd be all right when it's finished, wouldn't it? I like the way you've got a different colour front on it. It's very good, very nice. The person who owns that Escort, can you give us a wave, please? I'd like to know who owns the Escort.
No, they're all shy.
No, they're all shy. They're all going back round to the front of the car. I think it could be actually the bloke in the overalls. You never know. He looks quite official. Looks like he knows what he's doing there.
He's got a hammer.
He's apparently... No, you don't change spark plugs with a hammer, but there you go. Right. Freedom 102 FM, Welshie with you, and Dave... Dave Kilner's with us as well, and we think Simon B's got some food. Yes, but he'll probably eat all that before we get to look at it. Right, shut the manhole cover. Let's get on with the program. Let me do this bit first, boy, before you start messing about with that. Right, nasty noises all over the radio. It's amazing what picks up, isn't it, this microphone, even though it's a terrible, cheap, nasty thing. It's Brian's as well, isn't it?
Realistic. 10 quid from Tandy's.
Oh, we must say hello to Tandy and Dudley, because they're all right up there, though.
Very helpful, aren't they?
Yes, they're very helpful. Thanks for the turntables, gents. Very nice.
Shame we didn't buy them, really.
Didn't we buy them? Ah, the shoplifting squad will be down in a short while as well. Right. I like this afternoon show. It's better than my old one. We have a good laugh on here. It's a shame we haven't got any... I'm going to do a serious show tomorrow.
Don't, because I've got to go back to work in about a week, so I might as well make the most of it. Look at them positioning the last
one. Yes, it's the... I'll tell you what, on that LA mix, you know the LA mix, new one? I've got one, and it's in the middle, the label's in the middle, and the other one's right out here. So I'm not... And I've got a Pet Shop Boys the same. It's all over here. You can't play the record. That sounds like Simon B's messing about again with the car that's not his, that he's not insured to drive. I'll get him shopped if he's the last thing. No, he's all right, really, Simon B. I like him. He's a good egg.
Hang on, he's shouting something.
Apparently, he's yelling something down the manhole. Oh. Da-da-dum. A quick reminder about Goldsmiths.
What?
There you go. I've mentioned it. Right? We have... who's on there tonight? What day is it? Oh, yes, I'm on there tonight in the nightclub. It's party night, so get yourself up there for that. And we have Aid Wilcox in the wine bar. I don't know who's doing the wine bar tomorrow. I think it's Mark Stevens, former Freedom DJ. Unfortunately, he's decided not to come back on, which he'll be missed because he was a good chappy, wasn't he? Did a good show on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Very good show, yes.
Nice show.
Nice show. Very nice show. He's a very nice man, as
very,
it goes.
Very nice
show. I'm still waiting for him to give me a call. Actually, give us a call soon, Mark, because my batteries are going flat on my phone. And then on Thursday night, we have me in the wine bar and a guy called Darren, I think it is, from Birmingham.
A guy called Gerald.
No, it wasn't a guy called Gerald, but he'll probably play that. He's in the nightclub for you, being absolutely mental. And then Friday night, Paul Bainham is there. And who's in the wine bar on Friday? Now, Mark's in the wine bar there, I think.
I don't know. They're not letting me in yet.
I'm at a place called Plato's in Stourport. It was the old Mount Olympus Hotel, and it's quite good down there. We have a good laugh, and Saturday I'm back in the wine bar at Goldsmith's. If you've never been to Goldsmith's, if you'd like to book a party or something, just give Andy Kirkham a ring on Dudley 23. What's the number? 235958. That's the number. 235958. Speak to Andy Kirkham if you've got an 18th birthday
Brian
coming.
J's coming.
Brian J.
Brian J.
Yeah, leaning out the manhole cover there. Let's have some more music, eh? Let's have another track from Chris Rea. Have another track from Chris Rea. This is called On the Beach, which is where I wish I was at this very moment. Apparently, Simon B is trying to run Brian J over, being it's his last day. some sense there. There's a lot of noise actually coming from the car park above where we are. I think they're going to have a race, those two. In fact, I think they ought to have one actually. We'll have a commentary from... yes, hang on, there you go. That is Chris Rea and On the Beach. Let me just get the periscope up so I can see what's happening. Apparently, there's a third car joining in the race. Let's have a look through here. Let's have a look there. We have Simon B, and they should be going to race up the road. The one keeps going backwards and forwards. Apparently, he only knows which one way to go. If you stay there, Simon.
Simon, can you stop?
Oh dear.
We've lost Simon B.
We've lost Simon B. He's.
Can't hear us yet.
I don't think he can hear us.
He's got X-ray him on.
Look at this here. Right. He's going backwards and forwards. They're getting ready for the race.
Oh, there's three. This little knacker. There's not another one.
Oh dear! There are now three cars in the race. So we're just waiting for them all to line up.
Hang on, Brian J is here.
We're just waiting for them all to line up. Brian J is just about to enter the manhole cover. We're looking for the race now. If the three competitors can all get together, oh, they're off, and Simon B's in second place at the moment. And the Metro,
the
Metro's winning, and he's taken that bend superbly. Simon B has taken it a little bit wide. The Metro's turned right, and Simon B's turned left. I think there's some discrepancy about the size of the course there. The other car is still going backwards and forwards, and I think he could back into Simon B, and he's just missed him. And he's doing nothing. He's just going backwards and forwards. Simon B's gone up the road now, and he's trying to get away. I don't know why. I don't know where the Metro... Where's that Metro gone? The white Metro has suddenly disappeared off the face of the earth.
White Metro's gone up there.
He's gone. We're looking for Simon Boo. We don't know where he's gone, actually. The blue Cortina has just ruined two sets of tyres, and we're just waiting for him to go into the wall, because that will make our day, actually. I don't know what he's doing, actually. He's just going backwards and forwards. Well, she's getting banged on the head and things. Anyway, we'll be back with another report on the... On the grand race, if they're going to do it. Looks like he's pulled into the pits. Simon B, he's just coming back around the corner. Oh! He's just ripped the back end of a Capri off there. Simon B's here as well. And as I say, we'll be back with another report after this record from Stevie Nicks on Freedom, the biggest and best in the Midlands. They're trying to that's better. They're trying to repair the damage to the front of the 14 at the moment, because he did a little backspin there and went straight into the side of a Capri, ripped the bumper off. Yeah, didn't you see that? Are they still messing with the front of that car, Brian? Yes, it was very good. He ripped the bumper clean off the back of the Capri. Get all the news here first on Freedom. Got the Brian J attack. So I've got now. The excellent Stevie Nicks from the album, whatever it's called, and I think there's somebody at the manhole cover. And Room's on Fire. We have the ace driver Simon B has just returned. Would you like to tell us how the race went? What happened to the Metro?
I couldn't find it, because I was going to go all the way round the block.
Oh well, as you were
coming the opposite way.
Well, as you went that way, he went off that way. So
yeah, we don't know what happened to him.
He went steaming off that way towards wherever he's going.
A few of our friends over there want drive bunny.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Which is a bit... No, thank you, mate. I don't like the smell of those things. I haven't got it here at the moment, he's got it here somewhere.
Do you want to put it on there?
Yes, I played for him. We played for the... Instant request time. We played that just for the racer in the... what sort of car has he got? The blue Cortina with the brown doors. And he's got no tyres on
brand
it.
Brand new.
And the three bumper bars.
We have Jive Bunny coming up for you lads down there in a minute. Can we see some more of your... You're excellent. I want to play, what is it?
The short version.
Yes, I only want to play the...
Right, that side then.
Yes. Can we see some more of your excellent spinning round? I want to see you go into the wall, actually. I reckon that could be quite funny.
We'll see, yeah.
Don't damage yourself, like.
Come on, everybody.
Just get yourself... Sort of do some... get a bit closer to cars than you were to the Capri. All right? We'll play this for you while you're revving your engine up again. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixer. Thank you. The lads in the Cortina, can you just stop the car for a second, please? Can you just stop? That's it. Just stay there for a second. Please, just stay there. Just for a second. Oh, they've turned the radio off. Must have done. Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers and whatever that's called. Yes, we'll get rid of that.
Swing the mood.
Thank you. Swing the mood, yeah. Thanks, Si. There you go.
Just throw it on the floor.
All right. Cheers. Right. We are still broadcasting from the, whatever it is, from underneath number 32. Mrs. Jones being very nice. Sent us a cup of tea down earlier on. Very nice of her.
I think it was tea.
Well, we think it was tea, but we're not too sure. Somebody could have been ill. Right. We have... Bro, do you want to go on early, Brian? Because
nah.
I've got a lot of work to do today.
Brian J.
I'll tell you what. Being as it's your last day, I will give you an extra 15 minutes. Thank you. Right. It's been nice knowing you, mate. We did get a present for you, but we've eaten it. So
yes, I heard all about it. I was at home listening.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, you've got the electric on now, have you?
Talking to Alison while I was listening to you as well.
On behalf of...
Alison's come back, by the way.
Shut your head a minute. On behalf...
Hi to Alison.
Hello, Alison. On behalf of the management, the staff, and all the presenters here at Freedom...
and me.
Yes, come here. We would like to present you with a 39 pence worth Hollingsworth pork pie. Oh, there you go, mate.
I haven't had one all day.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Do enjoy your... Yes, thank you. Let's hear it for Brian J. Yep, yep. Yeah, all right. Now, apparently he's just told Dave Kilner he's coming back and Dave is crying now. No, it's all right. He's not coming back now. No, we don't want him back. We do. I mean, we're, yes, all right. Right, we're waiting for Simon B. Racer B. Or Boy Racer B. Right, so you're going on at 1:45, mate. We're going to give you an extra 1/4 hour. So this, unfortunately, is going to be my last one today. Me and Dave Kilner will be back again tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 3, yeah?
We will. I'll bring a microphone, they can speak.
Yeah, bring it. And we're going to try and set up a race for Simon B tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
So be here or be...
Be square.
Square. No. Be here or be queer. Yes, right. And, Brian, did you wait? Oh!
No!
I'll tell you what.
Do it.
For those of you... For those of you who weren't listening yesterday, we'll do the story now.
You rang the light?
Yes, Parker. Oh, Parker.
Yes, the lady?
I think I'd like to take a little ride. And Parker.
Yes, the lady?
Somewhere just around the countryside. Have you prepared the Rolls Royce? Is it ready for a run?
Oh, yes, m'lady. Quite all right. Everything's been done. I've lubricated all the cannon and I've polished up the gun.
Oh, Parker. Well done.
There you go, that is the end of the story. We've arranged a race tomorrow for Simon B. We'll try and get the lads in the Cortina back and we'll have the other... Who was... we got Tango as well.
Oh.
It's all right, you carry on talking, mate. I'm just sorting this out for Brian.
I'm talking, I can hear that in my headphones. That's really weird.
It is, yeah, you just got to keep talking. It's what's known as being professional, mate. You got to be able to do it. We don't want hijacked on.
Let's play this anyway.
Yes. No. You keep going. What do you want, Bride? Captain Scarlet?
Yeah, go on. Then,
Captain Scarlet. All right, we'll have some Captain Scarlet on.
We'll have some Captain Scarlet.
Captain Scarlet. Okay, well, that is it from me and him. So it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from him.
Yes, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Are you on 11?
Racing update. update.
You are, yes, we'll definitely have the racing update for you. Are you covering for Paul tomorrow?
No, not unless he gets fed up. Has to go somewhere.
Not necessarily. Oh, Simon B's there. He's waiting for the phone, but never mind. Right, so we'll catch you back here at 1 o'clock. Please wait and stand by for Brian J. His last show on Friday.
And he's eating our pork pie.
He's eating our lunch.
Pork pie.
Porky pie.
It's not cooked.
No, have you seen how red it is in the middle?
It's like Benson's stomach.
Yes.
Benson's left.
It was heading for Benson's stomach, but unfortunately, as you know now, he's left, and he's nothing to do with freedom anymore, so which is a bit of a shame, because he's a nice chap, him. Nice bloke.
If it was right.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll catch you back here at 1 o'clock sharp tomorrow. Don't be late, right? And we'll have a good laugh. Okay, and we have the racing for you. We also have the stars.
The racing.
And I might even have my other ear pierced.
We might be doing a live ear piercing session on here tomorrow afternoon. And well, she's just had a shock.
Bye.
Listen, we'll catch you tomorrow. See you soon. Brian Jazzer for you next. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Right, Brian's here for you. Thanks to Steve, I'll probably see him whenever. Welcome to Freedom. I don't know what's up with him, actually. Give me 15 minutes. Bit unusual, but so what? Oh, brilliant. That's amazing. I've just come on 15 minutes early and everybody's left. Well, that's it then. I'm all on my todd this afternoon, so if anybody wants to come up to the studio, and they've got something to do with the station, you are welcome, all right? Be my last day anyway. I thought we'd start off with some oldies as well. Oh, it's finished. Hang on, what's the next one? Let's have a look. Oh, it's called Hijacked. It is Hijacked. Oh, well, don't really want to listen to that. We'll listen to this instead. Howard Jones and a new song. Plenty of this coming your way to the hour of 5 o'clock, because round about 5 o'clock we do have Lee Clark with the top 40 chart show. So we're not going to interfere with it at all this afternoon. No chart stuff at all. Oldies only, all right? Cool.
Howard Jones and a new song. Freedom 102, good afternoon to everybody. Especially to everybody who's just left. And I was listening to the sarcastic comments as well. But I know there's no hard feelings. As he lies between his teeth. Say something like that, pork pie is really nice, really is. Well, especially for Mr. Steve Welsh, and I'll probably see you whenever either at that nightclub you work at. Or maybe I might pop up the studio now and again. Level 42 and Something About You. Level 42, same from the album Running in the Family, and Something About You, especially for Steve. Nice bloke he is. Best bloke I've ever worked with, I think. No, I'm not joking, I've been serious. We've never gotten Goldsmiths to see him, but never mind. Well, I thought we'd have a bit of ha-ha. Hang on, why hasn't it come on? Oh, it has. And Take On Me.
I don't know what